What proportion of your work was with people with diabetes?
I would think probably about 30%. I mean, I did general medical outpatients and diabetic clinics, so I saw more, a bigger percentage perhaps of outpatients were diabetics, but the patients that were admitted to the ward were mostly patients who were admitted as an emergency, and so they were across the board all kinds of cases. We didn't initially, when I moved there, have an intensive care unit, but soon after, in fact, the day that the new hospital opened, the intensive care unit opened, and that's same day, ironically. Because the new hospital was on the same site as I worked at, our patients didn't move into the tower block. They moved the ones from the other hospital first, and we were going to move a few weeks later. But on the morning that they opened, I had a patient collapsed on the ward who went straight on to ITU, not a diabetic as it happened. But if the ITU hadn't just happened to open that day, that patient would have died who otherwise survived. So things did change, and life was easier once we were all on the same site, because we did then our one in three, as opposed to the fact that I had to cover for the other end if patients came into the wrong place. So life did get a bit easier, but it was still taking one in three of every third day we were responsible for patients coming in with every condition, which to my mind was interesting and enjoyable. I'm not complaining about that. I enjoyed it. As we got more and more consultants over the years that I was there and more of the other bits got hived off, then I would probably be spending a slightly bigger percentage of my time looking after diabetics. But I also looked after all of the diabetics in the hospital, because at that, up until 1989, I didn't have a diabetic specialist nurse. So diabetics who were admitted on the surgical wards, orthopaedic wards, I always went and looked after them myself. I trained all the new diabetics myself, taught them about diabetes, how to do their injections and everything else. So it was very much a one-man band thing, which was fun. I enjoyed it. And the bit of my work which I really got, I think, the most satisfaction out of was looking after the pregnant diabetics, because that was a sort of challenging situation. The outcome for pregnant diabetics is still not as good as for non-diabetics. But the better you get the control, the better the outcome is. And because it's a finite thing, even some of the naughty teenagers could be really very motivated to be compliant while they were pregnant. And I got a tremendous amount of satisfaction out of that aspect of my work. And having done 6 months of obstetrics as a junior doctor, I had that bit of knowledge which was useful.